Okay, good evening. It is 6:03. This is a special meeting of the Gustavus City Council. We're going to have two meetings tonight. We're going to have a special meeting, which we hope we can keep to a half hour, and then we will close out that meeting and then launch a work session to discuss the draft budget. And do we have someone who could read the vision statement?
Roll call.
Roll call first.
Mm-hmm. All right. Councilmember Driscoll?
Here.
Councilmember Patrick?
Here.
Councilmember Mikoviac?
Here.
Councilmember Bishop?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Madam Mayor?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Do we have someone to read the vision statement? Okay, Councilmember Driscoll.
All right. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources. With a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative. And where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making, affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement. And in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Thank you, Councilmember Driscoll. Okay, this is, like I say, an abbreviated meeting. We don't have minutes to approve. Under the mayor's request for agenda changes, under item two, rather than approve request for proposal for management and implementation of road maintenance program, that will be a discussion item. And then under another discussion item, which I think we can pose under city council comments, is a surveillance camera at the community chest. So let's see, moving forward here. There are no, is everyone okay with that? Don't see any complaints, okay. No committee staff reports at this meeting. Is there any public comment on non-agenda items? Okay. See, I don't see any public comment. Okay. And there won't no consent agenda, no ordinance for public hearing, and no unfinished business. The new business item number one is FY24. -14 NCO introduction of long-term capital project surplus to FNBA, and I'll ask Ben Sadler, city treasurer, to come forward and explain this.
So since the beginning of this fiscal year, we have been working under the new AMLIP policy that the council approved. And over that time, I was able to move $998,000 from our checking account into different savings accounts. But I knew that at some point I was going to run into some problems with that, and it's happened. So we're now at a point where we're spending more money than we are making. It's that time of year. And so I need to move in order to be in compliance with our policy on keeping our checking account at 17 to 35% of the current budget. I need to move $150,000 back into the checking account. And when I first noticed this, I was a little upset with myself for having pushed it so far, but Shelley brought up the other day that even the 2 months that additional money has been sitting in our savings account, we've been making money off of it that we would not have made had it have been in our checking account. So it's not something I'm going to continue to try to do in the future, but that's what we need to do to be in compliance with our policies.
Okay, thank you. All right. And
motion.
Yes, ma'am. I was going to ask if you could kind of keep me in line tonight if I run astray. Do I have a motion for the introduction of FY24-14 NCO? Sure, Councilmember Bishop, okay.
This is Kyle Bishop. I move to introduce FY24-14 NCO long-term capital project surplus to First National Bank of Alaska checking.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Vice Member Taylor. Okay. All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Bishop, seconded by Vice Mayor Taylor to introduce FY24-14 NCO long-term capital project surplus to FNBA. And public comment, Madam Clerk? Is there any public comment at this time about this item? Okay, seeing none, would the council members like to debate this? Okay, nope. I'm sorry, you didn't. Okay, are ready for the roll call, Madam Clerk?
Sorry, Madam Mayor, you were ahead of me on my notes taking over here. You're a speedy meeting with it being a special meeting. All right, Councilmember Driscoll.
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick.
Yes.
Councilmember Makoviak.
Yes.
Councilmember Bishop.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Taylor.
Yes.
Madam Mayor.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, and item number two, discussion of a request for proposal for management and implementation of road maintenance program for the city of Gustavus. And I checked out a couple of the ordinances, 6.04.050, in which an RFQ was prepared by the city clerk, and then the standard specifications for local road maintenance. And the preface talks about after an RFQ or upon review by the council is mailed out. So at this time, I do not think that we need to have a motion to approve this, but I do want to ensure that everyone has had an opportunity. And if there are any concerns about it, we don't really have the time tonight to go into a lengthy discussion about it, but I would certainly entertain that if we wanted more time. Yes, Councilmember Patrick.
I would just like to see in there, and maybe it is in there, I'm just not seeing it, that the there is minimums of amount of time they will go out. And I'm sure we have record of what has been done in the past years. And if they can meet those minimums, at least to what they've already been consistently, then that's something I'm interested in.
I don't think I understand. What do you mean?
So how many times they go out to grade or plow?
Okay.
If it can be within the same amount of times they have historically in the past, just okay, to make sure the roads are getting graded often and not just being kind of pushed to the side, because now we have zero oversight to how many times it's actually going to be happening.
Okay. And Councilmember Taylor, did you want to speak?
I can try. Yeah. to begin with, we'll have a budget that the city administrator will have to be keeping track of where we are. The city administrator can call out and direct work or ask for work to be done. For example, if the contractor isn't aware of a problem out on Mary's Road or something like that, and we get a call about it, then the city administrator would presumably get in touch with a contractor and say, we got a request for some service out on such and such a road, and so would you do it? I don't know that we would set a minimum for the number of times of grading or plowing, because it depends so much on weather. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we're going to have a problem with not getting enough service. Conceivably, you could have a contractor wanting to do a lot more, but we have a set budget. And so they're going to have to work with the city administrator to make the best use of that budget, which really they've always done, or our existing contractor has always done. And so, but to be sure, this is a different format, a different arrangement. We could have some problems. We'll just have to work through them as we go along. And I think the city administrator is going to be able to manage them Well, just to shoot with another department.
Thank you, Councilmember Taylor. And
I do have a follow-up question. Yes, this is Rachel Patrick. So would people still call into the city if there was to make notice of a road getting bad, or would they go directly to the contractor?
It should definitely go to the city, not to the contractor.
And my thought, actually, this is Mayor Owens, is that perhaps we might consider a phone number for people to call in, like a complaint line or a comment line, so that as a separate line. I don't know how we could go about this, but it might be a good idea so people have some. And also, this is actually still a work in progress. We had it sent out on Friday, and we received comments from our attorney today, and we're still tweaking it. And if you have items that any comments, if you send it to the clerk, if any of the council members want to send to the clerk, it's our plan to go ahead and finalize this and then get it. Go ahead, City Administrator Larry.
So it has a few purposes. One is it gives a contractor stability for a certain amount of time. So hopefully that stability would create a sense of, okay, we have this many years and we need to do these things during that time, and then they could work with us on what that's going to look like. But the public calling in and reporting things, I mean, different people have different tolerances, and a lot of people don't understand that you can't, grate 4 inches of mud on top of a frozen road and have anything happen to it. So there needs to be a realistic, sort of meeting of the minds on this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I think the continuity would get us better service. That's for me, the main impetus of it all.
All right, thank you. Are there any other comments or questions, Councilmember Driscoll?
So I think I have two. One is, then, is there something will be written in if there's a difference of opinion between what the city administrator or council thinks and what the contractor is thinking? We're assuming that everything's going to go smoothly, but if there's some conflict in decisions, is there a decision tree, or is there a way to work that out?
This is
a request for proposals. So it's not just like, we're going to charge this much. It's like, here's what we suggest this looks like. So when you get these proposals back, we would have to examine what's written in there for that. And if we feel like it's not covered enough, we would have to talk about what that might look like. I don't know if there's a decision tree. There's not been one. We've been able to communicate and get along and, say, here's what we can do and here's what we can't do. Over the last several years, this just provides a little more stability and less work, frankly, for us to have to do it every single year as well, because it's a big deal, So I don't know that there's a decision tree other than going out and looking and seeing what it is, but they're on the roads enough themselves that sometimes we don't need to be having to go out there and look at it too. If there's a conflict, we'll figure it out. But so far there really hasn't been too many of those, except for the people who live on certain roads.
Thank you. And Vice Mayor Taylor.
A couple quick questions here. I'll start with one that I'm more of a point of idle curiosity, but do we have any expectation of getting more than one bid in this new format? Can you, off the top of your head, that's just idle curiosity.
Unless somebody plans on investing in more equipment, honestly, probably not, but you never know who might want to move here or who might want to come in or who might want to bring equipment. I mean, there are other people that keep beefing up their equipment fleet. So I can't tell you, honestly.
And that's fine. It's certainly a more attractive format. I would say if I were a business owner, I would be more inclined to submit a proposal for this, just given the longer term contract and the stability that offers. So I think that's probably a positive in that direction. You know, mm-hmm. I know we already have a limited supply of available options here. Follow-up question. I see item 15 here, contract terms, basically says that we'll negotiate contract terms upon selection of a proposal. So are we going to be informed or a part of, and I'm not expecting that we'll be directly involved in negotiating the contract, but with a new format like this, I would at least appreciate an opportunity to review and kind of examine differences. And I feel like that's probably the moment where some of these details we're all concerned about would be best addressed. But I'm also wary of, you know, getting too into the weeds because we obviously don't want to spend months negotiating a contract with a potential candidate. So curious for your thoughts there.
I guess I feel like we've done this for enough years and there's a lot of knowns, except for the format for this is going to be time and materials instead of this is how much it is per road. Because the argument before was, well, if you do get two or three bids and it takes this person this amount of time to do it and this person this amount of time to do it, you know, it has potential to increase or decrease costs, right? Depending on what kind of equipment they have to satisfy, you know, the requirements or what the roads need. So I feel like this gets us closer to, like, they don't have to overbid because they're doing it by the road, I guess is, and yes, we can look at it when it comes in, if who's ever interested. I mean, go ahead.
Madam Mayor.
Okay, Councilmember Taylor.
To be clear, the council, yeah, we'll have to write a contract, and in the based on what the proposal is. In the past, when we use an RFQ, the RFQ becomes the contract because there's no negotiation about how it's going to get done, and the RFQ plus a purchase order becomes a contract. But that doesn't work with the proposal, so we will have to write a contract that reflects what we've negotiated with them, and then the council will have the opportunity to approve that before it's, I mean, we'll have to award that contract, so the council will have to be happy with whatever we write in the contract, and we would definitely want to have the city attorney involved in that. So that's one of the reasons, that's an extra step that we've got in here, and one of the reasons we're trying to get this out on the street this month so that we've got time to write that contract in there and for the council to approve it.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? It looks like I'm sorry, Justin, this is just for council right now discussions. Unless, Madam Clerk.
Because it's a discussion topic, I believe you are correct, Madam Mayor.
No discussion from the public, no public comment.
I believe that is correct. If you want to open it up, that's up
okay.
To you.
Go ahead. Councilmember Driscoll.
So I just have a question in terms of our budget. So we're going to be talking about, you know, the next coming year's budget following this meeting. How does this dovetail into what the budget is? And do we expect to have the numbers that we've got for road maintenance in the proposed budget to be similar as a result of this, or should we expect it to change?
Okay, good question. Any answers? Councilmember Taylor.
A second, try that. The council has to decide, road maintenance has to compete with all the other functions in the city government. The council decides how much money it's willing to spend on road maintenance. And that's what we're going to have to work with. That said, that's the operating budget. And some of the things we do are really kind of capital items. So we can do some smaller projects similar to the ones that we did for the turnarounds, for example. We're doing something like that. We can fund those separately out of capital with the council's approval.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a way to spend a little more money on road maintenance if we don't have enough room in the operating budget.
Okay.
To do all that we think we really have to do.
All right. Go ahead.
But it should be understood that you know, hauling, you know, building up the roads a little bit and hauling some pit run to fill in the, you know, some of the potholes and building up some of the areas is routine maintenance, right, and should be considered under there, particularly as we bring that new part comes in and they have to mix some of the gravel they pull from the sides with some fresh gravel to get it onto the roads and stuff. So we can't do like a new capital project every time we need five dump trucks full of fill. It's got to be part of the ongoing maintenance. Yeah. So we have to make sure we have some room for that.
All right. Okay, council members. Looks like there's no more questions from council members. I'd like to move on next to the third item for discussion, which was brought to us about concerns about trash being thrown and dumped at the community chest. And I don't know, people may remember that I was concerned about surveillance cameras in the past at the beach because there hadn't been any, the issue hadn't been brought to the council. And so we're bringing this to the council. The proposal is for a security camera at the community chest for observation of trash being dumped, and the opportunity then will be to contact the person who's doing the dumping and talk with them. As I noted in the letter from Ian Barrier, there had been £10,069 of trash and recyclables were hauled from the community chest to the DRC in FY23. So 10,000 pounds, not all of that 10,000 pounds of material is from dumping, but an unmeasured portion it certainly is. So there's been a lot of sort of, you know, trash and things that people are just discarding and dumping, throwing it over the fence. So I would like to find out how council members feel about having a security camera at the community chest, and if there's any opposition to that. Yes, Councilmember Patrick.
Hi, yes, Rachel Patrick. I believe if there is a public notice sign saying this area is under surveillance, I don't see any problem with keeping people honest. But I think it needs to be clearly marked that that area is under surveillance, mm-hmm, so people know. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. And anyone else like to weigh in on this issue? Okay, I don't see. I'm sorry, go ahead, Councilmember Driscoll.
So, I mean, I see that it is definitely a way to resolve a problem. And so I'm just hoping, though, or asking then, that we at some point bring up the idea of having surveillance at the beach, at the outhouses, which was the problem initially, and to have that open for conversation. Because it's just making sure that if we are, you know, eventually going to make policy on how we use surveillance cameras, it's maybe better to do an overall policy at some point rather than do it just piecemeal.
I think that's a good idea. Also, the difference, though, of course, is that this is on Gustavus property, and not all of the beach area down there is on our property. So, but it is something that we can have a discussion about.
Right. The point was, though, wasn't it, is that people were dumping things in the restrooms inappropriately. And so that would be considered our property since we're maintaining it. That was the issue, I think, that was at hand, mm-hmm, for one of them. But you're right. There was more than that. You're right.
Okay. So is there any opposition to our proceeding with this? Good. I think I have got. Oh, go ahead, Vice Mayor Taylor. I'm moving along pretty fast.
You're all right. We're short on time. I know. I was just going to quickly echo Councilmember Patrick's comments, and I think that there's really no loss in benefit, or I mean, there's even synergy in signing that we have the area under surveillance and deterring the kind of behavior we're hoping not to see. So I see no reason to not do that.
All right, thank you all. And at this point, Councilmember Bishop.
Kyle Bishop here. Maybe this is a question for Ian, but, you know, depending on the amount or the volume of this stuff, like how much of this stuff is things that people are getting rid of with good intentions that could be defined by somebody else's trash, or how much of it is like dumping their personal garbage.
Tim, do you want to come forward?
Ian Barrier here. It's pretty hard to figure that out, but the truth is we can get essentially truckloads of donations, but it's haphazard stuff, you know, broken furniture, worn out shoes with cigarette butts and other garbage mingled in. Those are more the things that we want to find out who's doing rather than the good intentions, because you are right. There are a lot of people who drop off stuff with good intentions, and we might, the community chest might not decide to keep it, but it's frustrating for the volunteers at the community chest, and I just want to give them some kind of control over the situation, and that's one of the big reasons that I brought this up to the council.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question for Ian, if I may.
Okay, Councilman Haley.
Isn't it the case that they're not supposed to drop off stuff when the chest is not open? So anybody dropping off things when it's closed would be contrary to that policy?
That is correct, but not everybody respects the policy. And there's been a couple incidences this month that really frustrated the volunteers there. And it was people dropping stuff off when nobody was around. So
thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Say no more. I agree then. If we mark it, we've discussed it, especially if it's the signage is clear, then I see no problem with it.
Okay, that was Council Member Bishop for the record. All righty. Okay, we have got, I guess, Madam Clerk.
Public comment and then adjournment.
Thank you. Public comment. On non-agenda items. I don't see anyone raising their hands. Okay, and I understand we have about 3 minutes to switch out. Those of you that are connecting on Zoom, we have to close out of Zoom, and you'll have to reboot it with the same ID and passcode.
Can you just give me a final with, you know, is there any further business, and then I adjourn the meeting at such and such a time?
Okay.
Please, thank you.
Is there any further business? Okay, and the meeting is adjourned at 6:30.